Chapter 8, The Golden Apple. Atlas goes to get the golden apple. He's free and very happy.
I'm free! I'm free!
Hercules waits for him. He waits and waits. He's holding the world on his shoulders, and it's very heavy. Hercules is tired and impatient.
Where's Atlas? When will he return? This is ridiculous.
Suddenly, Hercules has a terrible thought. For the first time in his life, he's frightened.
Atlas hates standing here and holding the world,
he thinks.
I can understand him. Of course, he wants to be free. Maybe he'll escape. Maybe he won't return and take the world from my shoulders. What can I do? I don't want to hold the world forever.
But Hercules has no option. He must stand and wait for Atlas. Poor Hercules. Time passes slowly, and Hercules is desperate.
I was stupid,
he thinks.
Atlas isn't coming back.
But Hercules is wrong. Finally, Atlas appears. And in his hands, he's got one golden apple from the tree of Hesperides. Hercules is very happy to see him.
Look, I got the golden apple for you. Now I'll take the apple to King Eurystheus,
Atlas says.
Wait for me here. I won't take a long time.
But Hercules isn't stupid.
Atlas wants to escape from here and leave the world on my shoulders forever,
he thinks.
I must stop him. But how? That's a great idea, Atlas,
Hercules says.
I don't want to see King Eurystheus. But first, please teach me the best way to hold the world. You did it very easily. You're big and strong, and I can learn a lot from you.
Atlas is very happy to hear these compliments. It's very good for his ego.
No problem, Hercules. I'll teach you the best way to hold the world. There's a correct way and an incorrect way to do it,
Atlas says.
Now, watch me very carefully, and I'll teach you. Here, take the golden apple for a minute.
Atlas takes the world and puts it on his shoulders.
You see, Hercules, this is the best way to do it,
he says with great confidence. Atlas talks a lot. He's the expert in holding worlds, and he knows it. Atlas doesn't see Hercules leave with the golden apple until it's too late. Now Hercules is free, and Atlas must hold the world forever. Poor Atlas.
Hey, come back! Come back!